Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
I still think you're a fool and a lousy liar. I still think you're running on fumes and old desires. Well, now dreaming comes easy when you're young. Your feet keep itching in the noonday sun. But when you've seen a few rainbows turn into tears, and the sun sets on a whole lot of years, well, them dreams may be free and deep as the sky, but the action at the end holds a lot. Well, met a man on the road one day, looked at me well, and this is what he had to say. He said, the only property you own's your memory. Why, even them shoes you got disappear in the sea. There's always a storm and a rainbow's end. It's worse to break, better to bend. I say it again, it's worse to break and a whole lot better to bend. Here comes the party. There's always time for one more story in the fading firelight. So grab your guitar, sing away, we'll sing away the night. Come on, doggy. Well, in the end, I wish you life and liberty. Yes, in the end, I wish you not to be hungry. No, no, what I'm a-telling you is what I'm learning. What I'm a-sproutin' is what I'm earning. And wahee, oh, wahee, it's better to bend. To bend. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. It's better to bend.
Welcome to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun, from the studios of Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And we're usually live, but we're pre-recording this evening due to another commitment. But we'll be back live next week, God willing. And I want to tell you about that first song. That was Trevor Marty. He's a fourth-generation gigging musician. Whether he's playing a resonator or a flat-top guitar, his joy for playing is palpable and addictive. In 2003, he released a live album,
Red Hot Daisy Juice with the band Mott Mott, much to the delight of the band fans. Beneath the Trees was released in 2005 and has garnered exceptional response, positive reviews, and internet and college radio play. Troubled Times, his latest released in 2009, is doing just as well and gathering quite a following. And you can find Trevor at trevormarty.com. Now, the song we just played, of course, was titled Better to Bend, and it's from his Iron and Rust Dreams and Dust CD. All are available on cdbaby.com. Well, up next, Neil Swanger, who grew up in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He's drawn on his experiences, love of people and of place, and to craft heartfelt words and melodies. Neil teaches summer camps and classes at both Leonardo's Basement and the Urban Arts Academy in South Minneapolis. You can check out his YouTube page for his music videos with students. Neil is also a member of Folk and Thieves, a rowdy group of hooligans who can occasionally find, or you can occasionally find, performing around the Twin Cities. Here's Neil Swanger with July 2nd, a date that's just a couple days away.
Neath that Pennsylvania sun, the boys had all grown weary of the dusty shiny guns, and it was just a few more hours, only just a few more miles till we lay our tired heads down on the ground. Long we heard thunder up ahead, marching toward the rebels, our brigade commander said, and it was just a few more miles till we prove ourselves in battle before us men were lying on the ground. The nation shook that July, neath the gun smoke and the sky. Heaven looked on a world of hell, young men fell. Marched into the orchard trees where rebels would advance. Shells above us whistled and the bullets they didn't dance. Instead of picking off each other, men should have picked off peaches. Around them they were lying on the ground. Marched into the wheat field where we cut each other down. The beast flew to the flowers while the reaper made his rounds. Oh, they'll bury Bill on this land, though we wish to see his homeland. He's lying with the others on the ground. And the nation shook that July, neath the gun smoke and the sky. Heaven looked on a world of hell, young men fell. I guess I'll never find out where that battlefield ends. Took the life right from me, oh, just like it did my friends. Oh, they say that you hear ghosts now, still crying out for water. So we're at least still wander on the ground. nation shook that July, 'neath the gun smoke and the sky. Heaven looked on a world of hell, young men fell.
That was July 2nd by Neil Swanger, a little tune about a Civil War battle. Up next, Amy and Adams. Amy got her musical start in her hometown of White Bear Lake, Minnesota. Mark's a native of Iowa, although life and music took him to other places such as Oregon, Colorado, California, and Wisconsin before joining Amy in Minnesota. For over two decades, Amy and Adams have entertained and touched folks in Minnesota, the Midwest, and beyond at various venues, as well as live and on radio and TV. Here's Amy and Adams with a song titled The Chatterbox on MHB.
Oh no. Him again. He goes and he goes and he goes and he goes, but he never stops talking.
Never stops talking.
Could be something there if he'd stop for some air, but he never stops talking.
Never stops talking.
No. Why doesn't he go? Go out of his mind. Go out of his head.
I'm out of mine.
It all has been said 10 times. I listen and yawn, but he keeps going on. He just never stops yapping.
Never stops yapping.
If I said a word, it would never be heard, 'cause he's gotta keep yapping.
Gotta keep yapping.
Why? Why is he this way? How can anyone have so much to say?
Oh my God.
I need to escape. I could answer too, but I'd never get through, 'cause he's gotta have volume.
Gotta have volume.
What should be kept hushed will soon be a gush. There will never be secrets.
Never be a secret.
So just keep it inside, or before you know, your story's worldwide. You've nowhere to hide.
Here's a rock.
Body language
that we have heard enough already, and we like him, but we'd like him to shut up. He goes and he goes and he goes and he goes, but he never stops talking.
Never stops talking.
He must love the sound of his voice all around, 'cause he never stops talking.
Never stops talking.
Ready to go. Go out of my head. Go out of my mind. And leave him behind. You're
listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but original tunes by Minnesota artists. And it doesn't matter if you live here or if you're transplanted here, you are still a Minnesota artist in our hearts. Well, this next gentleman's name is Tim Fast. He's a singer-songwriter who taught himself to play guitar as a young boy on the silver tone guitar his parents bought him. Actually, his first guitar wasn't the silver tone. It was one that he built at age 8 after seeing the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. Now, after seeing the late Steve Goodman perform in Minneapolis in 1975, our artist decided, that's what I want to do the rest of my life. In his words, many of my songs are about life's experiences because the best songs come from what you know best. He's told those stories on 3 well-received albums, a self-titled one in 2003, followed by Starlight Drive-In in 2007, and his latest, Crooked Door, released in 2011. Here's a song from that latest album titled I'd Never Dig a Hole. Here's Tim Fast.
If I had wings like a bird, I'd fly away with you, blow this town, and I'd soar over lands and the oceans, and I'd never touch the ground. If I had limbs and I were a tree, then I know that you would camp beneath my leaves, and I'd wrap those limbs round to protect you, just like my bark do for me. Sand was silver and dirt was gold. You know I'd never, ever dig a hole, 'cause you would always be my treasure. And I wouldn't need no more. I wouldn't need any more. If I had 3 wishes, I'd spend all 3. And I'd wish you and I would always be. But if I know you, you know me. Be together forever, you will see. If I were the twinkle in your eye, then I know that I could lay down and die, having you next to me in my final hour. Couldn't take it if you left for my time. Sand were silver and dirt was cold. You know I'd never ever dig a hole, 'cause you'd always be my treasure. And I wouldn't need no more. I wouldn't need any more. Like an anthem, it'll be sung forever about the strongest love ever known. If sand was silver and dirt was gold, you know I'd never ever dig a hole, 'cause you would always be my treasure, and I wouldn't.
Harder and harder to stand up straight now. Who will keep you warm when the lights start to fade? Windows leak and your floorboards creak. and your rafters start to freeze. Who will keep you company? Hold auditions for the cast of your one-act play in your one-room flat. Now, who will keep demons quiet when they got too much to say? Nightmares lead to vagrancy down blood-stained streets. Who will keep you company? Who will keep you company? What a reckless mess I've become. It's time I give up on love. Who will keep you company? Half a life spent chasing paint and taking shots to ease the pain. Every night you steal the stage in an accidental cabaret. Look what a reckless mess I've become. Look what a reckless mess. Look what a company. Who will keep you company? Yeah. Who will keep you company?
Hailing from the song-rich soil of Minneapolis, Brianna Lane is the latest in a deluge of compelling songwriters flooding the region. Lane's vocals are both confident and fragile, running parallels to Mindy Smith or a close confidant to Americana veteran Patty Griffin. According to Jim Walsh, she is poised, ambition, a soul singer of the first order, and an accomplished guitarist. Of course, Jim is from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. And that tune was titled Company. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
You know, folks, a couple weeks ago I had a chance to drive out to Williston, North Dakota, out to the Bakken oil fields, and it was a very interesting drive. It was rolling hills, not a lot of trees, and a lot of oil pumps not running. And so what was once a boom town is now sort of depressed, mainly because of the price of oil being below $50 a gallon. But boom town brings up the subject of a song by a lady named Jessie Veder. She's been a symbol of folk music in the Badlands of Western North Dakota since she released her first original album, This Road, when she was only 16 years old. Since then, Veder has gone on to have a successful career in the music industry, traveling the country with a booking agency out of Nashville, recording her second original album in 2005 titled A Place to Belong with the Fargo-based label Barking Dogs Records before bringing it all home to record and release Jessie Veder Live in 2010, and then Nothing's Forever, a 2012 effort that features Jessie's renowned single, Boomtown, an homage to the people working to make a living in oil country, and a song to put Veder on the spotlight as a feature in various news programs and national and international documentaries. Here's North Dakota's Jessie Veder with Boomtown. You're listening to Homebrew.
Thank you.
Donnie's got a truck and he's always here on time. Big buttes and gravel roads, he keeps it between two lines. $30 an hour and the pay is good, but no time's better spent than the way your daddy shoots. Still he hangs around Boomtown. Shelly don't stop moving till the sun goes down. What she once was, she's not. What she's lost's now found. Brings them breakfast in the morning and ice cold beer at night. Listens to them talk, breaks up their fights. She stands her ground. Degrees, you find a better place to go. You'd be here too, you know you'd hang around. Boomtown. They just got married down in Arkansas. Lost a child and a job before he made the call. Heard the weather's rough and the houses few. Got something for me, sir. What's a man to do but try his round? Boomtown. Up and down the street. Bottom line below us, about 10,000 feet. 22 below, you find a better place to go. You'd be here too, you know you'd hang around. Stopped by the farmhouse the other day. Jimmy's moved back home, he's helping Dad cut hay. Pumps in the morning, but he gets home by 5. We almost lost him there, now he's more alive. God bless the sound. Boomtown. Boomtown. Boomtown.
with mud. And the windmill cries and we ask God, why will he help us through this flood? It's too
Limit, currently performing with No Grass Limit, an award-winning bluegrass folk Americana singer-songwriter band, which plays at festivals across the United States, theaters, fairs, churches, arts, and community centers, city parks, Queen of Mississippi, and many, many more venues. The group is comprised of Minnesota Association of Songwriter member Sandy Millar and her husband Chuck. Well, up next, a group called the Counterfactuals. They are Daniel Grohl, Andy Florey, Jason Decker, and Mike Feuerstein. They perform their own brand of indie pop, blending Americana, big hooks, and a little bit of grit. The group is made up of three philosophy professors and one music professor who met while teaching at Carleton and St. Olaf Colleges in Northfield, Minnesota. Their self-produced debut album, Minimally Decent People, was released in 2014. Here's Hindsight by the Counterfactuals.
Be a better man, tie my tongue and listen to the world. Yeah, fish, I was warping my perspective. Had to look around, had to get my tangled thoughts unfurled. Yeah, skipped out, I'm being good, I'm civilized, I'm living as I should. Oh,
Uncle Helmer might best be described as an acoustic geek rock duo, in the same way Chocolate Cake might best be described as 11 confection flavored with the extract from the cacao bean. This zany duo was comprised of Memphis Evans and Captain Carl, two guys who also perform in a group called Shotgun Johnson and the Mississippi Seven. So here's Great Uncle Helmer with Hold Me Only in the Dark. You're listening to Homebrew.
Sing it, she denied that I considered it a prize. She wanted me to love her, but she didn't want my love to interfere. She feared that I was mocking her, and just the same, she feared I was sincere. Oh yeah, we danced a final jig, and in a tournament of words I let her win. Lost my shirt in trivia and shivered, cause the blankets were too thin. Clandestine meetings under stars, and down below they don't look up to see us. Hidden in the earth we met, and in the dim of street lamp twilight kisses. Oh yeah.
On the shore.
certain terms. I'm a serious girl. That particular look in your eye. A couple more minutes before we start to die.
And Calendars by Mary Buey. Chris Riemenschneider of the Minnesota Star Tribune has this to say about Mary. Heretofore, more of a tender coffeehouse balladeer, the Duluth music scene mainstay plugged in and blew off a harbor's worth of steam while recording her breakthrough collection at Sacred Heart Studio, which adds a holy spirit to many a record. Fans of 90s alt-rock darlings like Billy and Jen Trinan will immediately take to the rocky hooks of songs like Candy and Heart's Desire. Buey's ghost-confronting, demons-wrestling lyrics seep in more slowly but prove similarly alluring.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Yes, as you know, we like to talk about beer here on Minnesota Homebrew, and this is from an article on bringmethenews.com. Published June 9th of this year by Melissa Turton, and I shall read it word for word. Craft beer drinkers want local, Tom Weisenhan says. He's the president of the Minnesota Craft Brewers Guild and one of the founders at Indeed Brewing in Minneapolis. And he told Bring Me the News people care about what's in their beer and get excited about local beer with local ingredients, which Minnesota beer drinkers could soon be getting more of. Mighty Axe Hops is about to become the largest hops farm in the state, giving local brewers more opportunities to use local hops in their beers. They're adding more than 80 acres to a farm in Benton County, a news release says. The company will break ground on 40 acres this year and the second 40 acres next year, the Growler reports. The $4.6 million project also includes a state-of-the-art hops harvest and pelleting facility, Mighty Axe says, which could help Minnesota brewers use local hops in their beers year-round. You can't go to a restaurant these days and not see the name of a farm where the meat came from, Eric Santarud, the CEO of Mighty Axe Hops, told the Minnesota Daily. It should be the same way in brewing. We should go to a tap room and see, these hops came from here. These are the hops in the beer. Mighty Axe Hops has sold hops to 8 local breweries, but in small quantities, Santarud told Bring Me the News. Expansion changes that. It's like a brewery going from a microtap room to the size of Surly, Santarud said, noting a handful of brewers have reached out to them, and they've already started selling the 2017 crop. Santarud says 80 acres of hops is enough for very roughly 80,000 barrels of craft beer. There are about 31 gallons of beer at a barrel. Last year, an estimated 650,000 barrels were produced in Minnesota. Well, I think that's very, very interesting. I agree 100%. Don't like hoppy beer, but I do know that hops have to be in there to give it a little bite and some flavor. Next up, John Fern. He's from Crystal, Minnesota, and says that James Taylor is a major influence. In his words, I've been playing guitar and singing since I was a kid. I also write songs, make videos. To pay the bills, I cut wire and cable. Again, his name is John Fern, and he has 2 CDs which he sent to us, A Front Porch and A Change of Scene.
Got a letter in the mail today
with 50-year-old
from the AARP. I reached the half a century mark, so they're coming after me. Got me thinking back to my childhood, and it occurred to me I haven't really changed that much from what I used to be. Well, I still walk around in t-shirts and faded old blue jeans, and I still like bologna sandwiches, and I love to eat ice cream. I still love to go fishing, just like I always did. I guess I never did grow up. I'm a 50-year-old kid. I always loved my Beatles records and playing CCR. Man, when I first heard that music, I had to learn guitar. So on Christmas, Santa brought me one, but I think it was the cheapest one he could find at Sears. It hurt my hands to play it, but it was music to my ears. Now I still play and listen to all the same bands I always did. I guess I never did grow up. I'm a 50-year-old kid. Knew a girl named Caroline, and we kissed on a dare. The second that her lips met mine, you know I loved her then and there. Our parents called it puppy love, but you know we didn't care. We walked around the block holding hands while all the neighbors stared. Now my wife and I hold hands, just like Carrie and I did. I guess I never did grow up. I'm a 50-year-old kid. Well, I never did like getting up and marching off to school. Now I sure don't like getting up and working like a mule. He's just not trying hard enough, my teachers used to say. Now I hear the same thing from the boss man every day. they said words like responsibility, I always ran and hid. I guess I never did grow up. I'm a 50-year-old kid. And even now my mother says that I could be president. Picking on that old guitar, well, you know it won't pay the rent. It's not too late to finish school and get a PhD. It's nice to know that she believes there still might be hope for me. But you know, I figure I made it this far, and well, I'm surprised I did. So I'll just keep doing what I'm doing till I'm a 100-year-old kid. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing till I'm a 100-year-old kid.
Thanks for tuning in this evening to Minnesota Homebrew, leaving you this evening with St. Cloud Americana artist Leon Laudenbach. He's been performing his original compositions for the past 30 years. Here's Leon with I'd Rather Be Dirt. See you next week.
I'd rather be water than something I'm not. I'd rather be water than something I'm not. Cool things down when the going gets rough. I can cool things down when the going gets rough. I clean out a wound when you suffer a cut. I clean out a wound when you suffer a cut. Quench your thirst when your luck is dried up. Quench your thirst when your luck is dried up. Soak up your sponge and cool your temper. Soak up your sponge and cool your temper. The chill will last as long as it's able. The chill will last as long as it's able. But I'd rather be water than something I'm not. I'd rather be dirt than controlled by a thought. I'd rather be dirt than controlled by a thought. But it turns into work, turns me inside and out. Turns into work, turns me inside and out. I'm gonna reach down to rub the earth on my hand. I'm gonna reach down to rub the earth on my hand. I'm weathered and beaten like a salty old man. I'm weathered and beaten like a salty old man. To know where I come from is where I go. To know where I come from is where I go. Leads me to this moment that I already know. Leads me to this moment that I already know. That's I'd rather be dirt than controlled by a thought. I'd rather be loved by someone than you. I'd rather be loved by someone than you. Someone to shine like a soul shining through. Someone to shine like a soul shining through. I took a good beating and I let myself go. I took a good beating and then I let myself go. Down the dark alley where the wild seeds grow. Down the dark alley where the wild seeds grow. I was waiting to find the day that turned blue. I was waiting to find the day that turned blue. Changed up my collars all brand spanking new. Changed up all my collars all brand spanking new. That's why I'd rather be dirt than control. if I fall. I'd rather be dirt than controlled by a fall. I'd rather be dirt.